This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russians cast ballots on day two of an election preordained to extend Putin's rule, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Russians have cast their ballots on the second day of elections, which are set to formalize six more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Putin faces no serious challenges after administering a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. The 71-year-old Putin faces three token rivals from Kremlin-friendly parties who have refrained from any criticism of him or his invasion of Ukraine. The war in Ukraine was visible on Russia's streets as Ukrainian drone and missile attacks once again hit the country, killing at least two people in Belgorod, close to the Ukrainian border. I'm Karen Shamas.
A Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 70. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
For additional stories, visit VOA News.com.